Abayev Rova both hold that that a tzibur could bring a korban when that tumah, that's a sfor from the chuya. It's like it's sfor, like Rashi says, kolayim. I mean to say the kushi. All right, let's turn over. We'll continue on the other side. Again, Rashi says that the other has the chuyu kolayim. That's what I mean to say. We're to say the kushi likhet. That it's hard. It was forced upon us. That's my dicho biyamo. Are you doing the serious oven? Shatit miyata. I mean, really, you have to come up to the fact that the Kohen Gadol is wearing his tzitz, that the tzitz is miyata. And the way they have to go, it's not a real have to go more. It's too much more itchid than it's in the viva. Yeah. And therefore, could be a source, only itchid, it's only bechuyah, but too much more not to come the viva, simply. So Mar says, again, like we're going on top of that, Yom Gimel and Ralef, that Mechlau, the Tavaya, both Abaya, the Rover, both old, really tuma dechuyuhu betzibur. It's only dechuyuhu. The Mar says, let me Mechlau. And Rashi speaks out, they will be an afternoon, that there is a man, the other Mechlau, the human, that holds, that it's really Hitzra. So that man, the other, will only be a Yochid, the Mokim Rabbin. Now the Gemara says, let me Mechlau, let me bring you a proof. So Rashi says, what are we doing a proof to? Let me Mechlau, Leila, we're doing a proof to you. The Yom that Leila says, be a b'mitzas, be shmo b'ya. What's the proof? Says look like this. Kol as nichois, shoyu shom, kari aleyim, and we take of the smicha shchita. And all the halachas of smicha, I always call it, I say this halacha, that the such halacha of take of the smicha shchita, that right after the smicha, you're supposed to make the shchita. Rashi says, because it's what the Pasuk says, v'samach v'shocha. So by regular korban, when there's a mitzvah smicha, right after when the owner puts his hands on top of the animal, the head of the animal, the shechet is supposed to make a shechita. Chutz mizu, excluding this one, Rashi says that the osham of a mitzvah, the osham mitzvah is different. Chutz mizu, shehoi ser b'shah nikna, that they used to make it in the shah nikna, shein mitzvah yochol ikonis l'sham, because the mitzvah is not allowed to walk inside the azara. He has tumas mitzvah on him, but the Yechid Koros to walk inside the Azor. Therefore, they brought the animal to the Shah Nikno. That's where they used to make the Smicha. And you can't make the Shita there. Rashi says, Shoyt to the Shah Nikno. Whom Shah HaMizrocha? That's the east gate. Kibadnam the Shkolim. So this is Shah Nikno. And the Chalal, the opening there, that gate, was laying this Kaddish Big Disha Sazor. It did not have the Disha of Azor on it. That's what Moram Sochim says. For this reason, that the Mitzvah has to come in there. So the kids say, that's what used to bring the animal, so that the Mitzvah is to make a smicha. So this would have to bring the animal back inside the Azara. Therefore, by the Oshem of the Mitzvah, we don't have to take it. The Mitzvah says, Mitzvah Yechel Kodesh Kishom, at Shemeza Nolov, Midam Chatosai, and Midam Hashomai. That the Mitzvah himself cannot come inside the Azara to make the smicha, right for the Makom Hashchita, until after the dam of the Yoshim was put upon his hands, and after the midam chatos the midam hashemai, but after the mazron and the dam of his korban chatos, so Rashi says by chatos it means lay all of them, not upon himself. Piyama, sheneis to ma'boinus ele midam Yoshim, because he only put the dam of the Yoshim on top of the hand of the mitzvah. Ele means shazot the mishpul of dam chatos midam hashemai. He has to be as weak as the dam of his chatos. And then the Zrikas Dam of the Korban Hashem, and then from the Dam Hashem they put on the things. That's the only time after that, that's when the Mitzvah is told, then it's allowed to come inside the Azara. Now, the Yamad is going to tell me that the Bia B'Miktas is no Shema Bia, that coming in a little bit is not really called the Bia. If so, Lion Yodei Polisnach, why can't the Mitzvah put his hands inside? In other words, why do we have to bring the animal like outside? To the Shanik? No. Let the animal be standing inside the Azara. Inside the Mokim that you can make a shchita right there. And all the Mitzvah has to do is just stick his hand inside the Shav and put his hand on top of the Korban. That's the Lion Yodei. The Techa Pesach Lismach Velishka Peyach the Pesach. And make the shchita right near the Pesach. So call up Sochim Shereshom Rechav and Esram. So why ten Amos? Rechav and Shmer Mitzvahim. So he kicks the inside, has the Kedusha Tazara, you're allowed to make the Shechita there. So why does it say in this verse here that you cannot make the Shechita right after the Smicha? because the animal has to be brought way out to the Shanikno. Why can't the Mitzvah put his hands inside and make the smich like inside the Azara? So of course the proof to say no, that Bia B'miksas Shema Bia. Therefore we did not let him put his hands inside to make the smich. So Omer Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef says, Homani, who does this go like? I tell you, Rabbi Yosef Ben Yudi, this goes according to Rabbi Yosef Ben Yudi. The Omer, he holds, Merchak Tzofen. But the Gemara is saying, Rabbi Yosef is saying, no, there's no tikkun over here. I tell you, this blaster goes according to the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda, that he holds the yom that he saw, holds Merchak Tzofen, that this chatus is a Kodesh Kedoshim. The shechita has to be done on the Tzofen. The real is Tzofen in this bear called, and here's the oath, he cannot do it by the Pesach, by the Shanik Mir. Anything below the Mizbeach is not called Tzofen. So you have to first walk in 22 Amos, after the Tzvi Azeo, and that's first called Tzofen. You have to go past the Drushas Yisrael and the Mokum of Drushas Kanim. That's where it's called Tzofen. So therefore, it could be even though Bia B'miksas Leishim Adia, maybe the Mitzvah is allowed to put his hands inside, but still it will not help us. Because that's not the Mokum Tzofen where to make the Shchit and the Noshim and the Chattis. According to this of Yehuda, you have to take the Korban all the way back next to the Mizbeach and the Tzofen side of the Mizbeach. So that's why this Bryce holds you cannot have Tikkur L'smicha Shchita here by the Asher Mitzvah. Now the more is the question still for Leved Pishpish. Let's make a little Pishpish. So Rashi says to me, let's make a small Pesach Kotem. Let's make a small opening on the side wall there, on the second side opposite of the Mizbeach. So all the Mitzvah will have to do is just put his hands inside that hole and be able to make the Smicha there, because the animal is on the second side of the Mizbeach. And let them make the shchita right there. So still, of course, should be able to make or take off the smicha shchita. So, Elamai, the reason must be because Bia B'miksas is Shema Bia. So, therefore, we do not let the Mitzvah put his hands inside. The Mitzvah says, no. Abaye B'rova D'Armatazayu. Most Abaye B'rova both say. The Prophet says in Israel, Yomim HaKol B'Ksav Miyad Hashem Olai Hiskol Es Kol Melechas HaTavnis. Meaning that every single thing that was made in the Mishkan, in the Beis Hamikdash, was brought down like was Kabbalah. You cannot change anything. Therefore, since this pishpish, this hole was not brought down, it's not the way Hashem wanted it, the tzivus was not that way, we cannot change it. We're not allowed to change any form of building the Beis Hamikdash. Therefore, since this Pesach was not brought down to make, we have no right to make the extra Pesach. Therefore, we can't make a Pesach of the north side that the Messiah should be able to bring the things inside. Therefore, this cannot be done. Therefore, you have no proof again to say Bia B'miksas Shemei Bia. Maybe really it's Lo Shemei Bia, but there's no heter to make the Shchita all the way down by the beginning of the Asaya, because we go according to the Yisrael of Yuda, and that's not called Mokum HaTzofen. Ika Diyamli, something like this. Omar Rabbi Yosef, Kol HaSeilech Yoshoi V'Yivoi Machnis. Whoever makes a smicha, you have to know, you have to put Yoshoi V'Yivoi, has to come in where the name is. In other words, that's called a smicha for sin see. A smicha means your head and most of your body has to be over the animal. That's another reason why the Mitzvah cannot make the smicha by putting the hands inside. Because it's not only his hands that has to be on top of the animal, but you have to have the ratio, the libre, of the person also on top of the animal. Therefore, you cannot make the smicha when the animal is inside the azara. Therefore, they have to bring the animal down to the shanikno, and there the Messiah makes the smicha, and then they bring it back up again to make the shchita. Such is abuse of hope. That kol ha-semech ratio libre machnis. My time, what's the reason? The field of smicha means kol koicha binin. You have to have all your koich to shas the smicha. You have to do kol koicha. Hekach, therefore, lo yeksha. Therefore, there's no way that the mitzvah should make the smicha with mokum to make the shchita. Smicha like this. My kesav, what does he hold? E kesav as smichas oshem mitzvah be raisa. If you're going to tell me that me be raisa by the oshem mitzvah needs the smicha, and also you tell me also the Kral is the taker of the smicha shchita, then you'd be right for there was such a taker. But usually, right after the smicha is supposed to make the shchita. meaning you're supposed to make the slicha. The makom hashchita is so liable to misbehave you. The rachman amar. If so, then why shouldn't the mitzvah be able to walk inside the azara to make the slicha? Like that, it is the hechud is also hitzur. Just like it's telling me before that a mitzvah was allowed to put his hands inside the azara to receive from the Dam Rosham and from the Shemin. Because that Tikrom, this is going to tell you that Midi Raisa, every smicha needs Raisa Vibay. Means the owner, when he makes smicha, not just only puts his hands lightly on top of the animal, the head of the animal, but he has to have his whole body there and his head there, and like put his whole weight on top of the animal. So that's a Svar Midi Raisa. And also Midi Raisa, you say, think of the smicha shita, that he's supposed to make the smicha. So Makam HaShita, so the show is so, it should be in this heter, that a mitzvah is allowed to walk into the Azara to make the smicha. So the answer is true, even though the B'raith, that's the way it should be, but Omer Rav Adah B'Masna, Gzeiris, Gzeirim Rebunim over here, that Shem Meyav B'Tziyas, we're afraid to let the mitzvah walk inside the Azara to make the smicha, because maybe it'll be mad to walk even further. Rational to mean, L'yacha Shesomach, if we make the smicha, we're afraid he'll walk a little bit further inside. And anything he walks in or even just waits there, for that to be chayav kares. Because even though we derive the really and the tzeir is allowed to come in to make the smicha, but with the rabbanon we tell him not to come inside to make the smicha. Therefore the Baraita says that here you can't have the lecha of take of the smicha shita. And he could be on his sense like this. Omer Rav Adah B'Masna, smichas osham mitzvah, Raisim, but yes, the fact that a mitzvah has to make a smicha of midi raisa, and the take of the smicha shita allowed the raisa. But understand me, this halacha of take is not midi raisa, it's only midi rabbanim. But midi raisa, you're allowed to make a smicha one place, and then move the animal further inside to the shita. That's where the halacha is. For even though midi raisa, the mitzvah has to make a real good smicha with raisha dibay, that midi raisa, the answer is to bring the korban outside to the shanitno. And then let the mitzvah make the smicha. And then we bring the korban back inside, because midi raisa, there's no halacha you have to have, take of the smicha shita. You do not have to have the shita in the same place where you make the smicha. Now this makes me have a question. It says in the Medrash that we have, the samach the shachat, we make this hekish like, mas smicha, the korban, just like the smicha. It's supposed to be done when the person is there, at shchita b'tayim. The same thing with shchita also has to be done when you fall. Now, we are, if you will tell me, lav d'yiraisa, you do not make this hekesh. The take of the smicha shchita is not midiraisa. It says, mitzmeyim nami mishkachas lo. You can find the reason with tzmeyim also. That you can make a smicha b'chut outside, and then you bring it back inside. So what are you telling me not to smicha to not to them when the person is tamei? Why not? Let make the smicha outside, bring the korban outside, let him make a smicha, and then we bring it back in. And if you tell me now there's no being take of the smicha shita, so what are you telling me before that just like smicha has to be done to pray, the shita also knows the other smicha has to be done with the person that's there. If the person is tamei, let him stand outside, we bring the animal outside to make the smicha there, and then we bring the animal back inside. If you tell me that midiraisa there's no halacha of taking the smicha shchita, you do not have to have the shchita right after the smicha, so you have a pressure to eat it. Even though the owner is a tamei, still you should be able to make a smicha. So now it says, Ela Rava Eipa, change it around. Smicha asher mitzvah lav midiraisa, must be like this. For that a mitzvah has to make a smicha, that's lav midiraisa. And his ashram, it's not the right Rashi's Kesavah, Shema Bechal HaShemit. This ashram is not Bechal all the other Hashemit. She'ena Be'er El HaHakshir. It does not come because he did a chet. It only comes to be Machshim. Therefore, this ashram does not need a smicha midiraisa. That's what he holds. But the take of the smicha shchita midiraisa. That's not the throw midiraisa. Therefore, it says that the person is tamei, he cannot make a smicha. When he's tamei, why? Because since there's a klal, let's take of the smicha shchita. So the same place that you make the shchita, that's where you're supposed to make the smicha. And if you're tamei, you can't do that. Therefore, that's the advice before, that if you're tamei, you're not supposed to make the smicha. So the kids were trying to bring proof. They don't have the proof yet, like Peter said, that via the mixer, fish may be, we don't have the correct proof yet. Now the Gemara says, another base.